village is Val David, probably one of the most artistic centers in this vast, enormous space called Les Laurentides, the Laurentians. And I'm having a lollipop at Lollipop, which is a specialty shop with a unique artist by the name of Jonathan Leon. And Jonathan, why don't you tell me who you are and what you do?
Well, my formation is scientific glass blowing. I'm a glass blower that works with Pyrex, which is the common brand name that we call. I'm part of the 1% of glass blowers around the world who do not work with cane glass, soft glass. I work with which is called borosilicate glass, glass that is made from quartz. And that's pretty much it, basically. I learned from the Grand Master René van Kloosen, who was a scientific glass blower, chief of department at La Roche Pharmaceutical in Switzerland. And I had the chance to actually be his sole apprentice during almost 10 years, working in scientific glass and in arts and craft glass as well, transforming the product or the la matière première, as we call it in French, into objects of art, art tableware, and a lot of lamps. And a year ago, actually not even a year ago now, it's been 11 months, I opened a Lollipop glass blowing, and I specialize myself in miniature art pieces or jewelry accessory for women, which I call them all my small paintings, because I did a bachelor's in fine arts as well at the University of Quebec in Montreal. So when I see my paintings, when I see my pieces of glass, I often see ideas of painting which I always wanted to have done in mass and large scale. And I do as well a lot of tableware, artware, and right now I'm starting a project called The Sacred Fire with my wife, Marie-Josée Larouche, which is going to be a performance. She's a contemporary dancer and doing a performance out of glass and glass fire and the dance. So that we're going to be, we actually been invited to the UNESCO in Tokyo next year in 2007. Just came back from there, actually. And that's, I could talk on and on and on.
We can all talk on and on, and that's great. First of all, I want to get a plug in here for Lollipop, because the website is www.lollipop, that's LOLIPOP.ca, CA as in Canada. So for our listeners around the world, they can see exactly what you do. You just said glass, earth, and fire. Is that what you just said?
Glass, fire, and dance.
Okay, glass, fire, and dance. Let's talk about that. What is it in this art form that really resonates with you deep inside your artistic soul?
Well, it sounds funny because for my very young 32 years of existence, I've been in glass for the past 25 years. My grandparents, it's funny because now looking back, I can see the trajectory or how everything just happened, me not believing in chance, just believing that everything happens for a reason. So my grandparents having a stained glass business in Florida for 15 years, since the age of 8, I've been working with glass. I worked as well for a very very well-known art gallery, which is Michel Biguet Art Gallery in Saint-Sauveur, very well-known for his expertise in Canadian fine arts. So I used to be in charge of corporate accounts like Power Corporation, Bombardier, Hydro-Quebec, selling Group of Seven paintings, Emily Carr. And so my passion for the arts has always been there, having done a bachelor's in fine arts as well, and my apprenticeship with Mr. van Kloosen. It is kind of like, I'd say, a given that this has all happened to me. I went through all the flip side of the art world, having read thousands, I'd have to say, books, biographies on great artists, all the movements, and being in the arts as well. And so what just fuels me and drives me actually to this day, today, is the fact that I find great, great happiness and great satisfaction by producing, we can call them art pieces, through this medium, which is glass. But what passions me the most is seeing the reaction of people, the kind of envy that people have in front of artists when it is, I would think, relevant to each human being that it is possible to become a creator in your own world every day. And as well, something that really moves me in the political side is the fact that all these people have such great admiration for artists, but the arts field in our society, especially in North America, is the most cut off department when it comes to financing. And
the most underprivileged.
Exactly. And then we question ourselves why the youth today are so much into violence and drug, and, for example, the province of Quebec, which has the highest rate of suicide. But then you see them in front of me, for example, or other of my friend artists being so illuminated in front of the arts. So it's not even a question of why, it's just I have to.
You've sort of taken this into the area of cultural anthropology, which is great, because I want to go there now. And I want you to talk to me a little bit about the anthropology of glass. This is not a new medium. Tell me about the human history of glass and glass as an art form.
Well, I've always been very passionate about the arts. For me, actually, the history of glass has been something that is kind of new to me because of the fact that being with a Swiss German as a master, I will not categorize all Swiss Germans in the same box, but my master, René, was somebody who kept me very much into closed doors when it came to that. So my great knowledge about the arts world is more in the sense of what is painting, sculpture, installation. But, of course, I mean, we all know that the Egyptians started 3,000 years ago. I just came back from the Kurokabe Glass Museum while I was in Japan about a month and a half ago, seeing for the first time, actually, a lot of Lalique pieces, of the Depression glass, Tiffany ware, everything that has to do with soft glass. But when we take my medium, and that's what's funny about when somebody approaches me and says, oh, you're a glassblower, interesting, so you work with cane glass, you work with a cane. And actually, Pyrex has only been here for a little bit over 100 years, because when they discovered the composites of Pyrex, I think actually two brothers discovered that, it was for the scientific field, trying to find something that would not alter the components of any liquid or product in the chemistry field. And so to transform this glass into a product that is, or an art product or a tableware product, is actually very, very new. The advantages of this glass, I find, is, first of all, the non-brittleness. I don't know if you can say the non-brittleness, or being that it is not brittle. Working out of tubes instead of working at a distance, for people to be able to be actually 2 feet from me and see me work. The complexity of this glass as well. Soft glass will heat up at 900 degrees Fahrenheit and will heat up pretty quickly, but it takes a bit more time than Pyrex. But you have a lot of time afterwards to work your piece. It will not cool off as fast. Pyrex glass will, pardon me, the temperature goes, the melting point is 2,200 Fahrenheit, and it cools instantly almost. So there are major difference between the two glass. One is not better than the other. You can do many things with both.
But it is an earth-based art form. It is, again, and it's the universal issue of science as art or art as science. And you are, in a sense, the Prospero who combines both worlds.
Yes, in some ways, or the Prospero, wow, what a nice word. I should open a company with that name, Prospero. That sounds good.
Prospero and Lollipop.
That's it, exactly. But I don't really see myself in that way, in the sense that my day-to-day living is so concentrated on just trying to be as accessible to people for them to see the passions through the arts. May it be painting, may it be sculpture, may it be anything that has to do with creation, performance. I think that my aim each day is just to surpass myself when it comes to technical difficulties, and as well in the visual aspect, to try to push the envelope to make as many different pieces as I can so that the principle of the super idea that somebody can have every year. Well, if I'm not working constantly, that super idea will happen in a moment where I'm not working, so I won't be able to put it into action. And since the beginning I opened Lollipop, my aim was that everybody could actually have a little piece from Lollipop, a little art piece, and it be very accessible to the people.
Well, thank you very much, Jonathan, for giving us a piece of the action as well.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Thank you.